Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters, it is time for another uncloseted riff and rant. I know it's been like a freaking month since we've done these because last month, the month of June, we spent the whole month of June with interviews because it was Pride Month, and I hope you took lots of pride in celebrating yourselves this past month. And if you're not out of the closet yet, that's okay. Take pride in that you're making steps to go that direction. And I'm not even talking about pride in just coming out to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, because as you know, very soon we're going to be switching over the Coming Out Lounge to Life Uncloseted, where we're celebrating all the coming out stories in life. But enough about that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So as we dive back into uncloseted riffs and rants, yay, my favorite thing to do on Fridays, I wanted to start with, well, let's talk about opportunities. Because you see, opportunities are something that I feel are our greatest fortunes. And we too often take opportunities for granted. So let me ask you one simple question. What does it mean to you to have an opportunity? Yeah, what does it mean for you? For me, I've been thinking a lot about this because there's been a lot of opportunities coming my way in the last couple of months. Lots of things happening in my business, lots of things going on with my kids, my ex-wife, my husband, my parents. We've had graduations for both of my daughters and lots of family time. Sometimes the family time wasn't perfect, but it was pretty much smooth sailing. And what I learned about myself as I was around family this month was there was a lot of opportunity for me to look deeper. And as I was working with clients over the month, I noticed that all my clients were looking for opportunities to go deeper as well. And here's a five-step process that I came up with that I think actually kicks a little bit of opportunity ass. Because as I look at the opportunities that have been thrown at me, given to me, that are standing in front of me, I've started asking myself five questions. The first one is this: does this opportunity offer me an opportunity to change? To change something within myself, to change my life, to change something that I've been harboring, like get rid of some old junk? So first question is, does this opportunity give me a chance to change? Secondly, does this opportunity give me a chance to learn? You know, all of us, I think, knock on wood, do you like that sound effect, knock on wood? Gives us the opportunity at times to learn and grow. And that to me is something that's really important. And I'm sure for a lot of you, it's pretty important too. So when opportunities come, ask yourself, is this going to help me learn and grow? The third one is one of my favorites. It's like, okay, is this opportunity going to give me a new experience? Is it going to give me something that I haven't experienced before? Is it going to give me experience that I need to have to do something? Which I know is kind of similar to learning and growing, but sometimes it's just you have an experience that's similar to something else you've done, but suddenly you get a new feeling from it. You have something that changes because maybe you've done that the same way, kind of like sex. Maybe you've been having sex the same way, and then suddenly, ooh, one little twist, one little move, and the experience is all brand new. So question number three is this opportunity going to give me a new experience, a new feeling? The last two I love because, well, they're about backing down and slowing down. Now, that's the fourth one, so backing down and slowing down. Is the opportunity going to give me a chance to maybe back down, to come out of the spotlight, to not be the leader, to not be the one that makes all the plans, to maybe slow down in certain areas of my life? So I'm asking that question a whole lot too, because sometimes we think the opportunity is going to give us something to go do new and different and all that stuff, when we're in reality, a lot of times opportunities can say, hey, wake up, it's time for you to back up. It's time for you to step aside. It's time for you to slow down. Of course, sometimes those opportunities are a heart attack or some big, you know, medical scare or illness. But let's hope that that isn't what it takes for us to finally back down and slow down. And finally, the question I've been asking a whole lot lately is, does this opportunity afford me a chance to be quiet and to be still? Because I feel like when we have the chance to be quiet and be still, then, I don't know, it's almost like the universe pushing our button to say, are you listening? Hey, Rick, are you listening, man? Hey, Joe, are you listening? Hey, Shelby, are you listening? Hey, Susan, are you listening? Not lisping, but listening. Yeah, sometimes I think it's just really those little knocks that say, I'm giving you this opportunity because I would really like you to be quiet and to get still. What I've learned through this month of looking at all these opportunities, and I got even more coming up in the next few weeks, is sometimes opportunities are just the universe's way of asking me, hey, Rick, are you still willing to be curious? Because here's what I know. When I'm willing to be curious, I get to do some spontaneous stuff. I get to see things through a different lens. I get to go experience things. I get to change. I get to learn. I get to grow. I get to back down and I get to slow down. And a lot of times I also get to be quiet and to be still. And when I'm curious, I also get to be excited and I get to be happy. So let's go back to that question that I asked you at the very beginning of the podcast. What does it mean for you to have an opportunity? Because remember, opportunities are our greatest fortunes. So that's it. That's my riff and rant for this week. I do want to tell you about a couple of things that are coming up. In just a few weeks, we are going to be celebrating our 200th episode on the Coming Out Lounge. I'm looking for something really special for then, and it hasn't shown up. The opportunity hasn't shown up yet, but I just know, because I put it out to the universe, that someone of some really cool talent or story or something is going to show up in my life, and I'm going to be so excited to share them with you. The other thing that's coming up is, yes, we are starting the work. We are starting the work to start creating the Life Uncloseted new website, the podcast. So don't worry. We're still going to be doing all these stories and stuff like we've been doing. We're still going to have a focus on LGBTQ people as well as other people's stories. So don't worry. You're not going to have to do anything. If you're a subscriber, you're just going to stay right with us. You're going to see a little bit of change in the logo. You'll hear a little bit of change in the music and stuff. But other than that, sorry, you're stuck with me, Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach, that guy that helps you make big, bold moves. That way you can step into living your life uncloseted. So stay tuned, take care, have a great week, and we'll be right back with you in just a few days with another episode of the Coming Out Lounge. Have a good one.